Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System, the largest not-for-profit healthcare system in South Texas. With 6 hospital campuses, Christus Spahn Health System provides over $55 million in charity care and $10 million in unbilled community services every year to the 13 counties it serves. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, whose philanthropy serves the Catholic Church across the state.
Welcome to Corpus Christi Cathedral's Sunday Mass, where the gospel of Christ is shared among us. And through the Holy Spirit, our souls will flourish in our daily lives. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist, live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with all of you. And good morning, everyone. Thank you and welcome to Corpus Christi Cathedral. I want to welcome also to those who are visiting here in the church and also our brothers and sisters watching us over the television and internet and radio. We gather here as God's people to celebrate these most sacred mysteries. Today's gospel, Jesus reminds us to be generous as God is generous to us. We ask the Lord to help us to be the dispensers of God's goodness to others, to prepare ourselves to celebrate this Eucharist and His call to mind our sins and ask the Lord for forgiveness. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done, in what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ have mercy.
Let us pray. O God, who manifest your mighty power, above all by pardoning and showing mercy, bestow, we pray, your grace abundantly upon us, and make those hastening to attain your promises heirs to the treasures of heaven. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the book of the prophet Amos. Thus says the Lord, the God of hosts, woe to the complacent in Zion, lying upon beds of ivory, stretched comfortably on their couches. They eat lambs taken from the flock and calves from the stall, improvising to the music of the harp. Like David, they devise their own accompaniment. They drink wine from the bowls and anoint themselves with the best oils. Yet they are not made ill by the collapse of Joseph. Therefore, now they shall be the first to go into exile, and their wanton revelry shall be done away with. The word of the Lord.
It is the Lord who loves the
thwarts the path of the wicked. The Lord will reign forever. The God of Zion from age to
a reading from the first letter of St. Paul to Timothy. But you, man of God, pursue righteousness, devotion, faith, love, patience, and gentleness. Compete well for the faith. Lay hold of eternal life, that to which you were called, when you made the noble confession in the presence of many witnesses. I charge you before God, who gives life to all things, and before Christ Jesus, who gave testimony under Pontius Pilate for the noble confession, to keep the commandment without stain or reproach until the appearance of our Lord Jesus, that blessed and only ruler will make manifest at the proper time, the King of kings and Lord of lords, who alone has immortality, who dwells in unapproachable light, and whom no human being has seen or can see. To him be honor and eternal power. Amen. The word of the Lord.
Be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to the Pharisees, "There was a rich man who dressed in purple garments and fine linen and dined sumptuously each day. And lying at his door was a poor man named Lazarus, covered with sores, who would gladly have eaten his fill of the scraps that fell from the rich man's table. Dogs even used to come and lick his sores. When the poor man died, he was carried away by angels to the bosom of Abraham. The rich man also died and was buried, and from the netherworld, where he was in torment, he raised his eyes and saw Abraham far off and Lazarus at his side. And he cried out, 'Father Abraham, have pity on me. Send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am suffering torment in these flames." Abraham replied, "My child, remember that you received what was good during your lifetime, while Lazarus likewise received what was bad. But now he is comforted here, whereas you are tormented. Moreover, between us and you, a great chasm is established to prevent anyone from crossing who might wish to go from our side to yours or from your side to ours." He said, "Then I beg you, Father, send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers, so that he may warn them, lest they too come to this place of torment." But Abraham replied, "They have Moses and the prophets. Let them listen to them." He said, "Oh no, Father Abraham, but if someone from the dead goes to them, they will repent." Then Abraham said, "If they will not listen to Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded if someone should rise from the dead." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Jesus Christ.
The telephone rang in the front office of the rectory one day, and the secretary picked up the phone, and from the other side, a person asked, "Are you the priest?" And the secretary said, "Please hold," and she promptly transferred to the priest's office. And the priest picked up the phone, and he said, "How may I help you?" And on the side of the line, it said that, "I am the agent for the Internal Revenue Service. I have a few questions to ask you." And the priest thought to himself, "Am I being audited? Did I do something wrong?" And so the priest asked the agent and said, no, I just have a few questions. Maybe you can help me." So the agent asked the priest, said, "Do you have Mr. Harold Johnson in your parish?" And the priest said, "Well, I know a lot of people, but yeah, I vaguely recall, yes, he is a member of our parish." I said, "Do you recall he donated $100,000 last year to the church?" And the priest said, "I don't remember a gift that big." And so the priest said to the agent, "If he didn't, he will now." We often hear of a saying that the money is the root of all evil. And that's the saying we often heard, or perhaps we would quote it ourselves. But actually, it would be mistaken, because in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 10, St. Paul said that the love of money is the root of all evil. And so when we quote it and we said just money is the root of all evil, then if it's evil, then why would we be working 40, 60 hours a week to attain, to possess something that is evil? In the Jewish custom, they believe that those who are rich or wealthy, they're actually a blessing from God. And those who are poor or ill or sick, then they just seem as being punished by God. And in the gospel, the past few weeks, we hear as though Jesus is having problems with the rich people. But actually, that's not it at all. Jesus, perhaps he would entertain with people who are rich and poor alike, from the tax collectors like Zacchaeus to Matthew to Martha and Mary who were dirt poor. And so he didn't care whether you're poor or rich, but he does have problems with how we are dealing with money. Take, for example, a few weeks ago, we hear in the gospel where there was a rich man who had a bountiful harvest. And he thought to himself, "I've been so blessed. And with all these blessings, I don't know what to do with them. Perhaps what I do is I will break down and tear down the old barns, and I build larger, bigger ones that I can store all my blessings in there. Then I can kick back and relax and enjoy life and never have to worry again. And we recall how the author said that you fool, because what if God calls you tonight, who you will leave all your properties to? All that's trying to tell us is that we must be trying to make money to put treasure in heaven, not so much money to retain the treasure here. Then last week we hear of the steward whom have been squandering his master's money. And so the master said, now I have found out that you have been mischievous with my property, with my money. Make a report to me, because you can no longer work here. Instead of being repentant and sorrow for his sins, he got into deeper sin by calling in the master's debtors and ask him, how much do you owe? 100 cores of wheat? Make it 50. How much do you owe? 100 measure of oils? Make it 80. So he's cheated his master even more. And then in today's gospel, we hear how the rich man with Lazarus. The rich man actually, he didn't do anything wrong. He didn't yell at or chase the Lazarus away. He didn't tell the servants to go out there and beat him up. He didn't call the authorities or police to have him removed. He simply just didn't see him. Lazarus became part of the scenery. He didn't see him at all. So Jesus is trying to tell us that in order to become members of his kingdom, love is something we have to have. Not the love of money, but the love of God and the love of our neighbor. That is why when Jesus was tested by the Lord and said, which is the greatest commandment? And what did Jesus say? The greatest commandment is this: to love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. And then the second is like it: to love your neighbor as yourself. Love is not something that we simply say, but love is something we have to do with our hands as well. It is not easy to do that, but that's what we are called to do. And so perhaps the rich man didn't do anything wrong, but actually he didn't do anything good either. We live in a culture nowadays when we don't do anything wrong, it's considered to be good. If you don't believe me, just watch the news at night, and then you hear perhaps there's a tragedy or something bad happens, and they will interview somebody, and that somebody will say, well, he was a good person. He never did anything wrong. When did not do anything wrong is a good thing. I thought that to be a good person, you have to do something good. And you didn't do anything wrong, meaning that you didn't do anything at all. So we're just being lazy. And laziness something is now something that is good. And so the rich man didn't do anything wrong indeed, but he failed to seize the opportunity to do something good. Now in the gospel, Jesus didn't say, tell us what he should have done. Perhaps Jesus left that out intentionally, so that way we too be able to have our own conclusion as to what he should have done. And I'm sure by reading that the parable, we'd be able to figure out what we should have done if we were in the position of that rich man. But then we come to the dilemma, that is, we live in a world now is so exposed, whereas during Jesus' time, everything was very condensed because there was no television, no satellite, no cable. And so what will happen is it's happened in a locality. And here we are, we know everything in the world just by sitting in our own living room with the TV on. We can see everything going on in the world. And we can see that so many people, the vast number of poor people in the world, because they suffer from wars and insurrections, they suffer from hunger, disease, famines, floods, all these things that cause people to become poor. The problem is so mass and so immense, and here we are so little and so weak. What can we do? And sometimes just looking at it, we become perhaps desperate. Like, what can I do? That's not much I can do. I have very little. As you recall, a few weeks ago, Mother Teresa was canonized a saint by Pope Francis. And I recall reading many of her books. And in one of the books, one of the reporters asked Mother Teresa, "Now, Mother, with all the millions of the poor people out there in the world, and yet you reach such a small number, do you think you are successful?" To us people, we think of statistic numbers. We think we're successful only if we completed the process, the task of feeding everybody in the world. Mother Teresa didn't think that way. She gave him a more spiritual answer. She said, "You see, God calls me not to be successful. He calls me to be faithful. If today God sent me one person, one poor person to help, and I help that person, then I am faithful to that calling." We are called to do that. God doesn't call us to leave our homes, leave our families, to go and try to find the poor and feed everyone in the world. God calls us to feed, to help those whom we meet each day with what we have, what we can afford. And every day, God will send us people who might be in need. Now, I'm not telling you after this Mass, you go out and you find all the trends and you give them money. Please don't do that. If you do that, you're actually killing me. What you want to do is, if you do, just like you read in the bulletin, we give to organizations, Catholic Charities, Mother Teresa, Loaves and Fishes, all these places, and they are the ones who will help us, because we can't, with the time limit and the resources, they will be able to help those in need. But each and every day, God will send us people that He will give us opportunity to become saints. If only we will be able to see with keener eyes, to see those opportunities. And if we have the ability, do that. For indeed, God always gives us the chances and gives us opportunities to become saints. Only if we will realize it. Let us now stand and profess our faith. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through Him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, He came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary, and became man. For our sake He was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and His kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic Apostolic Church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let us bring our prayers and petitions before the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, who dwell in unapproachable light.
For our Church, as we continue our worldwide efforts to assist all those in need, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those of us who are comfortable but not wealthy, that we have the grace to use our goods in the service of others, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
for a good harvest as the seasons turn, so that farmers are able to support their families and provide sustenance to the world. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all those who are in need of food and shelter, that through this Jubilee year of mercy, we learn to notice them and care for their needs. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the safety of those who serve in our armed forces and for their families and loved ones, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the intentions of this Mass, for the eternal repose of the souls of Catherine Green Dunn, Pete Gonzalez Jr., and Minnie Gonzalez, Robert E. and Hannah G. Hagelin, and Robert E. Hagelin Jr., and Yolanda Salazar Robinson, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Now, my friends, for all the prayers that we hold in the silence of our own hearts. For all of our personal needs, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers. O loving and generous God, help us to make the choices in life that lift up and nurtures others who are in need. This we ask through Christ our Lord. Amen. Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May the Lord accept the sacrifice of your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and good of all his holy church. Grant us, O merciful God, that this our offering may find acceptance with you, and that through it the wellspring of all blessing may be laid open before us through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you, and with your spirit. Lift up your hearts. We lift them up to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and just. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere, to give you thanks. Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, for you lay the foundations of the world and have arranged the changing of times and seasons. You form man in your own image and set humanity over the whole world in all its wonder. To ruin your name over all you who have made, and forever praise you in your mighty works through Christ our Lord. And so with all the angels we praise you, as in joyful celebration we acclaim. Indeed, holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and the working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. And you never cease to gather people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you. In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection.
Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church and recognizing the sacrificial victim by whose death you will to reconcile us to yourself. Grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, and with all the saints on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth, with your servants Francis our Pope and Michael our Bishop, the order of bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family, whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who were pleasing to you, at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory, through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit. Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Thank you.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Taste and see the good.
Please remain seated for a few announcements. The first is that we still accepting applications and registration to RCIA. Those of you who are adult but have not yet received First Communion and/or confirmation, or you know of people who would like to become Catholic, this is the only way they can become Catholic or receive the sacraments. This year we've been blessed, just like last year, we have about 17 so far. It's a big number for our parish. Usually we have 6 or 7 at the most, but this year and last year we did well. And also religious education also in process. And today we have Orphi, who is the DRE, the Rector of Religious Education. She's here to share with you the thoughts on it and also the needs that we need for the children. We have quite a few numbers this year, to about 160 registered so far.
Thank you, Father Han. Good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Orphi Hernandez. As Father said, I'm with the Religious Ed Office and Program. The Religious Ed Program is a program that assists in the faith formation and sacramental preparation of both our parish's youth and adults. We have begun classes, and we're seeing that we still have a need for volunteers in many capacities. And so you say, I've never been a teacher, your help is needed in various ways that we are in need of. And so some of the areas are as substitutes. Yes, we do get sick sometimes. And we're also in need of catechist assistance, whether in the classroom or helping them prepare the materials, especially with the catechesis of the Good Shepherd. There's a lot of pre-cutting and other assistance that the teachers need prior to the lesson. We're also in need of room mothers or fathers, or and assisting in special events, or as office helpers as well throughout the week. So if you're interested in helping in these areas, please stop at the three entrances. There are tables with volunteers. And look deep in your heart and see if you'll consider in joining our religious education program as a volunteer. Thank you. And in this way, you'll be helping both the youth and adults form a closer relationship with God.
Hello.
Thank you.
I'm Father Han Pham, Rector of Corpus Christi Cathedral. On behalf of Bishop Mulvey and all of us here at the Cathedral, I would like to thank you for joining us this morning for this live broadcast of the Sunday Liturgy. May you and all who are dear to you always be blessed in the gift of God's love, peace, and joy. And know that all of you remain in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System, providing more than $6,000 of charity care every hour of every day to the residents of South Texas. More specific information is available on the web at christusspahn.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast and their many other ministries and services to the people of South Texas. If you've been blessed by this broadcast and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of the Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.